T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to the Late Show News Talk 830 WCCO with some new shoes. This is such a banger. Man, this takes me back. I know, this is a classic right here. Well, you know, when we talk about music here on the show, it's always nice to catch up with John Bream from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Give him a follow on Twitter. It's at John Bream on Twitter.com. The Minneapolis Star Tribune music critic and editor. He joins us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. First off, John, a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Always good to be with you, H. Lake.
Man, it is always fun to chat. And I wanted to chat with you tonight because, you know, when I saw this story that you posted yesterday, it caught me off guard. In the headline, Twin Cities Summer Jam calls it quits due to new amphitheater coming to Shakopee. And it caught me off guard because from all of the people that I had talked to and from all of the stories and just all the chatter about the Twin Cities Summer Jam is that this thing had gotten to be so successful and so many people were gravitating to Shakopee to visit and be a part of this thing. But to now see that it will no longer take place, I wanted you to let my listening audience know a little bit about what you wrote and just kind of the process of how did we get here in terms of this no longer being a concert series?
Well, what happened is the land adjacent to Canterbury Park, where they've held TC Summer Jam for three of the past few years, is they would have their campground there. And that land has been sold to the developer who's going to put up a large amphitheater, 19,000 capacity amphitheater. There's a good chance that the developer will cut a deal with Live Nation, which is the world's largest concert promoter. And you just can't compete with Live Nation if you're TC Summer Jam. Live Nation ties up all the major acts for multiple nights on big tours, and you're the little guy. As the CEO, Jerry Brahm of Twin City Summer Jam put it, it's like you're a local grocery store and all of a sudden Walmart moves in across the street. Competition ain't fair.
That's unfortunate. And like you in one of the quotes from what he said in the article that you did is that from Brahm is that it will not be resurrected at Canterbury Park and we have no intention of bringing it anyplace else. What kind of went into the not wanting to pivot and do it somewhere else?
They looked into it. They considered it. I think they realized it's too much work to start over. You know, they build a brand, as they like to call it, over the last few years. They've got sponsors. They have fans that are loyal to it. And it would be just too difficult to move it to another location and start over.
Yeah. We're talking to John Bream here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Give him a follow on Twitter at John Bream. But more importantly, check out his fine work for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Another quote there in your article from Brahm is that he has no hard feelings, okay, quote, toward people behind the amphitheater. And I've met Ned Abdul several times. I know that he's, you know, the guy at the Armory. Look, I know that Brahm is saying that there's no hard feelings, but, man, that's kind of a hard one right there. That's kind of hard for me to believe just because you've had this successful Twin Cities Summer Jam and then all of a sudden it's going to have to go away. Look, I'll just take it at face value, and he'll say that there's no hard feelings, but that's kind of a heartbreaker right there.
Well, I asked him how he felt about it, and he said, if you would have asked me 6 months ago, I would have felt a lot different about it than he does now. So I think he saw it coming. They were kind of blindsided by it. They were, you know, planning full steam ahead. They were already negotiating. Brahm flew down to Nashville, met with some of the powerful agents who represent the big acts because they've always had country acts at TC Summer Jam. And they basically told them you'd be crazy to try to compete with Live Nation, which will move in with the amphitheater. And you're also competing with so many other things. You've got all these country festivals up in the upper Midwest. You've got casinos are booking bands. You've got the state fair booking bands. You've got the arenas booking bands. Look how many stadium shows we've had this year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots and lots of competition. And I think, you know, they just looked in the mirror, looked at their calculators and realized it's too big a climb to start all over and move to a different venue. You know, the advantage of having it at a place like Canterbury, you've got all your infrastructure. You know, you've got your restrooms, you've got your parking. All you have to do is set up the stage and the sound equipment and the booths, but there's not many other places you could go where everything is set up. Maybe the state fairgrounds.
Yeah.
You know, other than that, there's not many opportunities.
Hey, let me ask you this, John, and I'm asking this as a novice, as somebody that's never been to one, but I've never been to an amphitheater. I've never been. I've heard it's phenomenal. It's the same type of setup as like a Red Rocks, right, in Colorado, I assume. And I've never been there, and I've heard amazing things about going there to see a concert. You being a concert goer and you being in the music business for so many years, what is that dynamic going to bring to the landscape of music here in Minnesota?
Well, Red Rocks is special, Henry. Red Rocks is out in the middle of the Rocky Mountains. It only holds 10,000 people. It's beyond picturesque. It's just gorgeous there. We're looking at a place twice as big. So basically, you know, you have most of the amphitheaters that have been built over the years. They have seats down in front and then general admission on a lawn in back. They're usually built on some kind of incline. So it's you know, like a natural terrace to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an arena, but it's only set up as maybe a half circle or sometimes even a smaller piece of the pie if you envision it as a pie. And they all have different seating capacities. I mean, the one in Milwaukee, which I think is now American Family Insurance Amphitheater, has had like four different names since it exists. That one's huge, and that holds over 20,000. Most of them tend to be in the 15,000 to 18,000, 19,000 range.
Got you. Well, John, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I look forward to chatting with you again soon. But thank you so much for your time this evening and joining us here on The Lake Show.
Always good to be with you. Keep rocking.
All right. Take care. That's John Bream. Check him out on Twitter, at John Bream. But more importantly, check out his fine work for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the music critic and editor there at The Strip.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.